Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. The Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
This is Darren Root, Executive Editor of the CPA Technology Advisor, and today we're talking to another company that is a who's who in the accounting and tax profession. Today I'm going to be talking about SurePrep, and my guest today is the CEO of SurePrep and founder, David Weil. So Dave, welcome today.
Hi, Darren.
You guys have long been a part of the accounting and tax profession, and primarily, you know, in this component of, in really, I want to say, inventing the sort of the paperless tax process. I mean, I kind of attribute that to you. So, give me a little history on Dave, not only yourself but also on SurePrep.
Sure. I'm a CPA by profession. I started with Coopers & Lybrand back in, 94. And I saw firsthand, working for Coopers, the transition to a paperless audit. So that made a big impact on me to see the benefits that a firm could get by going to a paperless workflow. And so in my first company called ePay Software, we brought the paperless audit to accounting firms. That product was acquired by and is now still sold by CCH under the name ProSystem Engagement. And when we did SurePrep, it's actually kind of interesting how the paperless aspect to it developed, because we didn't start SurePrep thinking we're going to provide paperless tax workflow. We started SurePrep with the idea of providing tax outsourcing services. But in providing those services, we said, okay, so how are our clients, the accounting firms, going to get us the work? Well, they'll need to scan the documents. They'll need to be a document management system that we can use to share the work. They'll need to be a workflow system that says, you know, it's SurePrep's turn to work on it, or it's your turn to work on it, or here are some review notes. We need a way to work with the documents on screen, to tick mark them, to cross-reference them, because we're not dealing with the paper documents anymore. And so in building those outsourcing capabilities, we ended up building a paperless tax workflow system. And then we had clients come to us and say, you know, we might use you for 20% of our returns for outsourcing, but on the other 80%, we'd like to use the system. So we have a paperless tax workflow in-house, which led to firms that saying, we don't even want to outsource, but we want to go to a paperless tax workflow. And so SurePrep ended up really developing into kind of a company with two focuses. One, we still provide tax outsourcing services and feel we're the leader in that field. But two, separately, we provide tax outsourcing software to firms that, you know, may or may not outsource, that just want to go paperless on the tax side.
Well, so again, I mean, call it luck or fate or being really, really smart, which is my guess. You know, this whole sort of industry is really evolving right now, this whole idea of this paperless tax workflow, and you guys were really on the forefront of that. And I mean, I've seen your product, it's a great product, but the idea here is that as firms need to start thinking about how to have way less paper in their office, especially during the busiest time of the year, which is tax season. And you also, with a product like yours, can gain significant, not only efficiencies, but consistency across the whole process, which is really what we're talking a lot about now, workflow and consistency, and how do we gain efficiencies doing that. And so tell us a little bit about how that works. That's not talking about the outsourcing component, but just the consistency within a practice in automating this paperless tax workflow.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, as you mentioned, you know, gaining efficiency is obviously a big thing. That's partly done by eliminating manual processes, by automating them, and partly done through standardization. And standardization of processes not only improves efficiency, it also improves quality. And in going paperless, there's convenience factors to it. You can access it from home. You know, you can work late from home instead of the office. So there's quality of life issues. So just once again, on a broad perspective, there are, you know, all these things related to paperless tax. Now, specifically, you know, in our implementation of it, There's really different components of the paperless tax workflow system. There is the workflow component to where I say I'm creating an engagement, and this will be my preparer, this will be my reviewer, this will be my signer, and you can assign it to those people, and you can have those, you can track open items and clear those items, and so on. So there's the aspect of saying, here's going to be the workflow for the engagement, here will be the people assigned, and once I'm done as a preparer, I'm going to forward it to the reviewer or to the signer, and you can go onto the system at any time and see where that return is, what status it's in, it's in preparation, and with whom, with what person, and it's all web-based, so you can get that information wherever you are. So that's one component of the paperless tax workflow system. Another component is, now that I'm scanning the documents and uploading them, how can we eliminate manual processes now that we have the documents in digital format? So we have our OCR component, which we call 1040 scan, which will read organizer pages, over 180 different types of brokerage statements, and thousands of different source documents like W-2s and K-1s and 1099s, and will actually automatically organize those documents to follow the flow of the return, index them or bookmark them, and extract data from them and put them into the tax software to eliminate much of the manual processes that would be involved in organizing, indexing, and entering data from source documents.
So if I'm a practitioner, Dave, listening, which I am, and, you know, what I hear you sort of telling me that whether I'm sort of, you know, a one- or two-person firm or a, you know, a 500-person firm, I can kind of engage with SurePrep at different levels. If, you know, if I want to set up a, let's say, a complex workflow, I certainly have that capability. But if I just want to track, you know, things being prepared and then going out of the office, I can do that. I can be as simple or as complex as I want to be. And if I want to scan and have these documents sort of, you know, OCR read and organized into sort of a binder so I can have consistency, I can do that. But if I also want this to populate a tax return, I can do that. So there's all different points, depending on which type of firm I'm in, that I could engage with SurePrep. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And really, you know, you mentioned the binder, and that brings me to really the third point of, you know, we talked about the actual workflow tracking, we talked about the OCR, but the OCR doesn't, you know, automatically prepare all work papers for you. There's still manual work that needs to be done. And if you're paperless, you're doing that on screen. A lot of people use Adobe Acrobat for that, but find that it doesn't have the specific functionality they need to do cross-referencing and, you know, various types of tick marks and open items relating to certain documents that can be cleared and responded to and so on. So there's a whole set of really tax-specific work paper functionality that we provide in our electronic tax binder that we call SurePrep Express, so that you can finish working with things on screen and have special features for multiple monitors, so you can spread out your work papers across multiple monitors that are all part of one return. And so, and as you mentioned, one of the key things in our in how we provide the software is you can pick and choose any part of it that you want. If you want to use just the binder with nothing else, you can do that. If you want to use just the OCR part but then use Acrobat and not the binder, but you want to use the OCR part just to organize the documents and bookmark them, you can do that. If you want to also extract the data and send to the tax software, you can do that. So you can pick and choose service levels and really customize the services you use from SurePrep and the software you use to fit into the workflow that you want to create for your firm.
You know, what I find, Dave, is that, you know, once a firm, let's assume a firm's, you know, been full of just paper, you know, and they decide, hey, I think I want to kind of venture down this. I hear everybody talking about paperless tax workflow. I want to kind of go down this road. If they want to enter sort of in a light way, you know, they can do that. But what I typically find happening is once you kind of get used to it, it is so much better that you're going to start using more in pieces and parts. And what I like about what you're telling me is that I can build on that system. You have the tools that I can scale it up as much as I want.
Absolutely. And, you know, that is an approach that a lot of people take, is that they'll say, you know what, I'm new to this paperless thing. For right now, I'd like to have the documents automatically organized and bookmarked, but I'd be more comfortable entering the data myself. So that's great, because at least that it takes you paperless. At least it's taking you paperless and automating the organizing and indexing part of it. And you can always add on the data extraction piece later. So absolutely, that's a very fine way to get into it, and a lot of people take exactly that approach.
Yeah. You know, Dave, for our listeners who want to learn a lot more about not just SurePrep, but this whole process, you and I now have a podcast series monthly called Tax Prep Partner to Go, which our listeners can sign up for. It's free, and they can download the monthly podcast. And you and I talk every month now about, you know, just this whole paperless tax process and how to make it better for a firm. So, you know, we did our first one, what was it, last month?
Right.
Yeah, so we'll be doing that for the next year, and I think our listeners will get a lot from that.
Absolutely.
So Dave, what do you see on the horizon for 2010, not only for SurePrep, but also for the profession? I mean, this paperless tax workflow thing is really catching on.
It is, and, you know, I think that really in the boom years, let's say, pre-financial crisis, firms were getting so much work that the problem was, how do you staff for it? And they were growing very quickly. And in this post-financial crisis world, a lot of firms are you know, more having their sailing into the wind, and they're realizing that growth isn't going to come as easily and as quickly as it did before. And so they need to look for ways to be more efficient so that they can keep growing the profitability of their practice. And so I think that, you know, this would involve taking a renewed look at how to improve efficiencies, and that's one of the reasons why going paperless and adopting a paperless workflow is so important, and why people are looking at that. And frankly, we're seeing a lot of renewed interest also in some of our outsourcing fields. Like, we have business return outsourcing that is gaining a lot of interest right now for this very reason, that firms are taking second looks at how can I make my practice more efficient, you know, in these times where growth is tougher.
Well, you know, I mean, just staffing is and finding the optimal staffing level for a firm is really important. And this idea of outsourcing allows us to sort of staff down and to staff up for peak periods without having to go find, train new people. And you can get qualified outsourced tax prep without having to go do that. So I find that as a very viable option for a lot of firms.
Absolutely. And, you know, as I mentioned before, this concept of the business return outsourcing it's amazing how fast the interest in it has been expanding. So that's something that we're seeing as a new field to grow, in addition to, of course, the paperless tax workflow is something that really applies to everybody.
Yeah. Well, I suspect you guys are going to have a great year because, you know, this is really a huge topic, you know, and one that you were instrumental in putting on the table, you know, a number of years ago. But I do hear a lot of firms talking about it, and if they're not talking about it, they should be talking about it, at least in my opinion. So, Dave, I know we're about out of time, but I really appreciate you taking the time to spend with us today. And best of luck to SurePrep this year. And I know a lot of people are going to be able to see you guys at various shows that are coming up. I'm sure you're going to be at the LA show, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's coming up quite soon. And Practitioner Symposium, as I understand, has great sign-ups so far. And that'll be in Vegas this year at the Bellagio. So a lot of great places to see you guys. But the last thing, Dave, I want to hit on is if I'm a listener today and I want to find out more about SurePrep, what's the best way for me to do that?
Sure. The best way is to go to SurePrep.com, where you can see our products and put in a request for information, or just call our sales number at 800-805-8582.
800-805-8582. Yes. Great. Well, Dave, thanks so much for your time today, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks so much, Darren.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit www.cpatechadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.